Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about looking good on the cheap with thrift and consignment store shopping. My guests are Paula Mason. She is a consignment shopping expert. Lukman Salim, he is an expert in thrift store deals. And Darlene Jackson, of course, she's WHUR Zone Promotions Director and a thrift store shopping maven. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I believe it's Artia. Do I have that right, or help me with your name?
It's Artina.
Artina. It's musical, no matter what it is. Go right ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to comment. I did have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mom of eight, and I just recently relocated. Half my kids are grown, but in the past, I have always used the thrift store, regardless of how much money I had. And it was always a saving thing for me. And I will, you know, go get my baby clothes. I will wash them, you know, hand them down to the next child, and it'll always save me money. I had a question in regards to the consignment shop, because I never went really to the consignment shop, so I didn't know how that worked. Can you discuss that a little bit?
We mentioned that before. Paula, go ahead if you don't mind going back over that.
Sure. With consignment, you may go into a consignment shop and find that the prices are just a little bit higher than what you would in a thrift store. So, and that's because the person that has the clothes in the store has to split the profit with the owner of the store. So you may find that the prices are just a tad bit higher, but they do have very good quality style clothing, shoes, handbags, belts, or what have you. So the difference is the price will be a little higher, but you will get some gently used items, and you'll find the perfect stuff in consignment as well.
But I bring things there too, like, because I know someone told me that you could bring your garments there.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct. You can also be one of those consignee persons to take stuff to get money back. Exactly. Yes.
Darlene, you wanted to mention something?
That's what I was going to say, that she can be on the other end where she can now take her goods
correct
to a consignment shop, and she can benefit.
Should you try to negotiate a price in a consignment shop?
You can, yes, in a consignment, yes, and you can, because the owner can scale back on their profit margin, but they owe the customer per contract that has to close in the store that agreed upon percentage. So, but you can't always negotiate the percentage on the owner's side,
especially on a smaller boutique
store.
What do you mean when you say smaller?
Like a Second Avenue or a Value Village, like the larger thrift stores,
yeah,
per se, they're not budging. In fact, if there's no tag on the clothes, then forget about it. It's like, you will not get it that day, or they might think about pricing it, but there's no tag. They're like, no tag, no sale, no.
Wow. All right, well, there you go. Thank you so much for your call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to a guy, Keith, calling from Suitland. What's on your mind, Keith?
Hello?
Hey, go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is Dex.
And okay.
I'm in the service. So when I'm in the service, I go to a lot of different places. So I picked up, and that started when I was back in the 80s, and I picked up a coat. I couldn't believe it, for like a real low price, like $10. I was in Okinawa, Japan, and like $10. I brought it here. They weren't even wearing it by the time, within the next 3 years after that. Everybody's wearing practically the same type of coat. I even saw one, but my coat was made of regular material. The one I brought from what was that, Gap or somewhere, it couldn't even come close to my coat, so I went on and took it back. When I was in England, I found a pair of wool pants. I mean, these straight up wool pants, and they were from during the time of these like soldier pants from Sweden or something.
I know exactly what you mean.
I bought the pants from the thrift store and a coat. And the coat didn't match. It was like a London Fall coat, and it was better than London Fall, I feel. But I go to a store now, and I take my daughter, and she's like, oh, I really don't want that, but she'll find some, we'll get it. And her girlfriend's, her friends be like, where you get that? Where you get that? She doesn't tell them. I just smile. You know, 13-year-olds, they're like, But I'm serious. A lot of little stuff she gets, we get from the thrift store, and you can't beat it.
Yeah,
and
well,
I still go there. There's
Well, Dex, I got to let you go because I've got a lot of calls on. But
okay,
remember, Dex, no, that's all right. Daddy knows best. And keep your 13-year-old shopping and looking good. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ms. Wilson calling from Upper Marlboro. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to say that I love going to the thrift store because it relieves stress for me. But my question is, when you find a piece of an outfit that has all the tags on it and you know that it has not been worn, do you actually take the tags off and wash it or take it to the cleaners, or do you just go ahead and take the tags off and wear it as is?
I think the best thing to do if you get anything that's secondhand, it's this trick that we use in the theater world, which is you have to get like a cheap bottle of vodka, drinking vodka. And you mix it.
But don't drink it.
Yeah, you mix it with water and a spray bottle, and you spray the garment with it. And what happens, like if it has like mildew or smell or something or some kind of chemicals to it, you know, you spray it and you can throw it in the dryer. You can let it hang dry. And once it's done, then you can wear it.
Okay. So mix the
vodka
with water and spray it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of OCD-ish, so I actually wash my clothes or even put them in the cleaners. But I also use odor eliminator. And it's by ZEP, so it's ZEP. So it's perfect to use on garments.
But believe it or not, that with using that vodka, you wouldn't even have to use that.
Okay.
Because it's a sterilizer, and it gets rid of everything.
Okay. But ZEP smells good.
But you can't drink
ZEP. You don't want to walk around smelling like gin and tonic, baby.
It doesn't. That's the thing. It doesn't have a smell at all. Once it dries, that's it.
Okay.
And actually, that's what cleaners actually use. When you see them in there with a bottle with clear stuff in it,
mm-hmm.
and they're spraying your clothes, that's exactly what that is. Mm-hmm. And I learned that working inside
that's
of
a good tip.
Cleaners.
I might have to use that.
Well, there you go, Ms. Wilson. You keep relieving that stress in the thrift stores. Thank you so much.
Stress reliever.
There you go. Before I go back to the phone lines, Paula, you do own a store down in Waldorf, and you don't just sell clothing. You sell everything.
Everything.
But your specialty is furniture, right?
Correct.
Talk to me about that. I mean, you know, you look like a girly girl. You know, you don't look like somebody who's in there chopping up furniture, repairing furniture. But what do I know, right?
Oh, trust me. Yes, I do.
Oh, there you go.
I'm told all the time to stop it, sit down. I will move a sofa in a minute. So, yesterday's thrifting, yes, I do have a store. It's comprised of clothing, furniture. Jewelry is a boutique, consignment, and thrift.
So and it's called what?
Yesterday's Thriftique.
Okay, down in Waldorf.
Down in Waldorf.
So why furniture? And what is it about? Is it consignment or is it thrift? And where do you get it? Give me the rundown of how you deal with the furniture.
With the furniture, I usually handpick, and I also do consign furniture, but it has to be in excellent condition in my store. So it has to be in excellent condition for consignment. I usually handpick these gently used thrift store furniture items, but it has to have good bone structure. I have to be able to sit on it with Lukeman, with Darlene, and with Harold, and we will still be sitting upright.
Oh, yes.
So it has to have good bone structure. It has to be in good to great condition to be in the store. And if it's not, if it has a tear here and there, there is some upholstery glue. You have your small tacks where you can fix items, but I just don't accept any furniture in a store. And I also sterilize with my ZEP, and I also will hold it down with some Raid. So we do make sure we keep it clean, each item before we sell it to our customers.
How do you know, outside of the bones, that you have, for example, a good piece of furniture, particularly if it's an older piece, maybe one that could be antique or semi-antique, with you're talking about cushions and springs? And can you talk about that at all?
For me, I look for a stamp because you have to turn the furniture over. There may be a stamp, an ID number. Google that ID. There may be a brand name like Thomasville, Broyhill. Mm-hmm. You have to Google these names because they may have been before your time. So you have to find out what you really have. And if you have the mahogany pieces, the real oak wood that you cannot move by yourself, mm-hmm. you have a good piece of furniture.
And believe it or not, I apologize.
No,
I wanted to elaborate on what she was saying. A girlfriend and I had just found this antique chaise chair, and I bought it because the wood was beautiful, which means whoever owned it, they kept it up well, and I got it for $125.
Yes.
So, you know, I remember back in the late 80s, I was in Adams Morgan, and, you know, I love antiques, and there was a secondhand thrift store in Adams Morgan. It's no longer there, and they had an attic full of furniture. And this is when I started learning about antiques. And if anybody knows about the name Duncan Fife, you know, was it P-F-Y-F-F-E, you know, a Revolutionary War era furniture maker. There was a Duncan Fife round table, beat up, but still
restorable.
Great bones, restorable. I didn't own a house, and they were asking $500 for it, and they probably didn't even know what they had, and I'm quite sure it was worth more, 10 times as much. And so it's always good when you are shopping, particularly for furniture, and probably dishes too.
Yes,
you know,
China.
Know what you're looking for.
China.
That's fun to do. Just to do things like this, just to accessorize, it's fun to go thrifting. So you're having a dinner party or lunch or something, and you already have, you know, china or plates or dishware or whatever, but it's fun maybe just to go to a thrift store and get some things just to enhance it. So it's springtime, so you might want to find like some yellow dishes or some little dishes with flowers on them or some teacups, and that just sort of adds or enhances your table. Or you might find some different, you know, silverware and glasses. You might be looking for blue glasses or green glasses, and you can find them at a thrift store.
And you've done this for your dinner parties?
Yeah.
And I've not been invited. Well, there's that. Okay.
I'm in the dinner.
Yeah, there we go. Let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Sean calling from Bethesda. Sean, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Believe it or not, the whole conversation y'all are having about the thrift stores, which thank God for them, because I've been shopping at thrift stores for 30 years. But as soon as I got the call through to y'all, I got a flat tire, so I'm out here right in the middle of changing the tire, but it's all good. I mean, it never happened.
Wow.
I'm right by one of my favorite churches that I actually go to. I'm Catholic. I live here in Bethesda. But, I mean, there's plenty of thrift stores in this area, and I hit them every chance I get. I try to be friendly with the people because, you know, after a while, they start looking out for you for your little knickknacks that you're looking for. Everybody's got their thing. And mine used to be matches. Now I'm into electronics. And you're always trying to upgrade. I can't afford to go out and buy a $2,000 plasma screen, but when one comes in for like $60, I can't pass it up.
Well, there
that's
you
true.
Go. Well, Sean, be careful out there changing that tire too. So thank you so much for calling. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Sandra calling from Baltimore. Sandra, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
It's just really ironic that I tuned into your show because I just put a lot of stuff in storage. At one time, I wanted to open up a consignment shop. But my question is, how do you go about searching for a consignment shop for items that you want to get rid of?
Darlene, you want to try to tackle that?
Wow, there's... I mean, you can almost like go on a computer and go online, because depending on where you live, you're going to want to go to a consignment shop that's maybe somewhere in your neighborhood or easy for you to get to and
track your money.
Yeah, and track your money. So I would say go online and just, you know, probably put in consignment stores, and I'm sure there's probably some that exist that you didn't even know. You probably thought they might have been just a regular retail store, but it's actually a consignment shop. I mean, they have ways to just make their places look great from the windows and how they style things.
And really quick, Sandra, for yourself, you have it in storage, have a sip, social, and shop kind of thingy right there in your storage unit.
Yep.
There you go.
Find your friends.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, why not? I mean,
invite us, we'll come.
We sure will.
Sandra, thank you so much for your phone call. Going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Kendra from Fredericksburg and Sadiqa calling from Upper Marlboro. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. On the other side, we're also going to talk about some do's and don'ts for shopping, thrift, and consignment. Stay with us.
41.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about thrift and consignment store shopping. Let me go back to the phone lines at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Kendra, calling from Fredericksburg. What's on your mind?
Hi, good afternoon. I was just calling because I go to the Goodwill. Mm-hmm. Here in Fredericksburg, we've got three Goodwill stores in my area. And I'm not always a picky shopper, but when I go to the Goodwill, I shop for name brand things. So I have tons of Ann Taylor, J. Crew, J. Jill. I even take my teenage daughters because, you know, they can be rather picky. I've gotten several pair of Lucky jeans, True Religion jeans,
oh, yeah.
Nautica jeans, Polo jeans.
Definitely.
And my kids wear them to school, and no one could ever tell that they came from the thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a bargain shopper. There's no shame in my game, but everything that I get, I take it to the cleaners, and it comes looking brand new, and it's just fabulous. It's the best way to shop.
Well, there you
Who
go.
Can beat a Levi jacket for $3 when my
I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
So classic. So that's mm-hmm. that's great.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Kendra. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Sadiqa calling from Upper Marlboro. Go right ahead.
Hi, how are you, everybody?
I'm doing just fine.
Hello.
That's good. I was calling because I have a store in Upper Marlboro. I own it with my partner. And I was working with a customer, and she shared with me that she had put her child through college doing consignment in thrift stores. And the money that she would budget to spend on her pieces or the money she would make from consigning, she just put it all away for a college fund, and she was able to put her child through college. So it does make a big difference.
Wow.
And I would say also, too, that there's a difference between consignment and thrifts, and
mm-hmm.
so to understand the difference between the two, because that
yes.
definitely will make a difference. In
oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had mentioned that earlier, and thank you so much for sharing that again with us. And good luck, certainly, with your business, Sadiqa. I want to talk about some do's and don'ts, and I know you all have them. So, you know, go right ahead. We have time. I want to make sure that we talk about some things that people should do when they're shopping for whatever they're shopping and what they should not do. Go ahead, Paula, your thoughts.
My particular area I would like to talk about is the shoes.
Okay.
So, do's and don'ts of shoes, because I love shoes. I have a shoe fetish. So make sure that you get a shoe with a good sole. I'm particular because when I go into thrift stores, I look for the new shoe that no one ever has worn. So like I said, I'm kind of OCD-ish. But if I see one that's really cute and, you know, I'll sterilize as much as I can and I'll get comfort with that. But also remember, when you purchase your furniture, if I can go back, make sure it's clean. It doesn't have the bed bugs. It doesn't have any type of infestation, water damage, and that the wood is excellent. And whatever you purchase is in good to great condition. And also budget your money. You're in a thrift store. So remember, you're in a thrift store, and take advantage of the sales and the rewards cards that you get. You can get the punch card.
Keep them and use them. Oh, yeah.
So
rewards cards in the thrift store?
Yeah, they give you rewards cards.
Yeah, so you have a certain amount to punch, and then you get...
You get like 30 to 40, maybe 50%
off. Yeah.
75, it all depends. And also, if they do have those sales, like she was mentioning earlier, which is what I do love, when you can find, when they have those three colors and they have them
sales.
You can use that card.
Yes. It's the days and the color.
Yeah, you can get it just as cheap as, you know, what it was before, the original price.
What mistakes, Lukeman, do people make when they're thrift shopping or consignment shopping?
I think the mistake that they make is that they just run in and they just probably just grab anything instead of actually looking and feeling the garments, or like she's saying, the furniture and everything. You have to, when you go into a thrift store, in my book, you really have to know what you're looking for, because you might luck up on a good piece, but if you don't know what to look for, you can just bypass and be like, I'm not wearing that. That's old. Like, I don't.
Give me an example.
Like, I got a nice wool suit, and I forgot who it was made by, but I was like, I just love the fabric, and I love the way that it was made. It was real tailored, and I bought it anyway. And when I did use it, so we was like, oh, we need this. And I said, I got something like that. Hold on. And when they said, where'd you get this suit from? And I was like, I got it from the thrift store. It was like $10.
Hmm. I would like to add that I know we have our designer shoppers, the one that go and look for the designer label, but don't limit yourself. just a designer,
yes.
Because there are excellent no-name brand clothing, shoes, bags, what have you, that are in excellent condition, that can, you know, have their wear and tear, but will last you for another couple of years for 25 cents or maybe, you know, or less. Yeah.
Shop, edit, try it on. The mistake would be to not try it on.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, oh, it looks like
I can
fit it.
Yeah, not knowing your size when you
then
go
you
in
Then you buy it and then you can't fit it, and then nobody else really wants it, or you have to try to then get rid of it or take it to a consignment shop, and it just turns into more time.
Yeah.
So getting that buy is not
store.
Getting a good deal is no longer a good deal unless you really have somebody else in mind that can use it or buy it from you or
you're right.
What have you. So try it on. And then edit. I mean, you can put a whole lot of stuff in your, I call it a buggy, in your basket, but then you really just have to edit it.
How much is too much to pay for something? Because in the beginning of the conversation, Darlene, you mentioned about some of the upscale consignment stores, thrift stores. I know there are, and I'm sure there are several of them here, but I know I was watching television one Sunday morning, and one of the news programs had a segment about an upscale consignment shop in Baltimore, don't remember the name of it, where they had these, you know, high-end women's purses. Mm-hmm. And these are the kinds of purses that you hear about on Sex and the City and, you know, and stuff like that.
I know, but if it's like, it's the same thing for me. If it's a $2,000 purse,
mm-hmm.
and it's $500 at the thrift store, I still don't have the $500 to spend.
Correct.
Because there's a brand new purse at Neiman Marcus for $500,
mm-hmm.
that I'm still not buying, and it's brand new and it's $500, but it's, I mean, it would have to be $25.
Yeah, you also have to, because, you know, now I think what's going on is that a lot of people who own thrift stores, they're getting hip to, you know, people buying, you know, secondhand
stuff. In other words, they know your game.
Yes, yes. So they're gonna try to sell it for the original price. Like, I went in and I saw a pair of jeans they wanted $65 for, and I was like,
in
the thrift store. And I was like, mm-hmm. this is a thrift store. Like, I'm not coming in. If I'm going to pay that price, I might as well go to a regular department store and buy it for that price.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's what they do. They know
we
out there.
You really want it, or just like really love it, or just really fit it.
And
or
then
in
you
some,
have to...
some, and in case like need it, like if you really are looking for that great evening dress and you come across this dress in a thrift store and maybe it's a little pricey, but still not like just too much, but you have it in your pocket, then heck, get it. But like I said, if it's a $2,000 purse and it's at a thrift store for $500, it's not going to make any difference at all to me.
And for that bag, you better make sure it's real. Because I know
right,
some people who
you know,
I know
right.
somebody
correct.
I know some people
now,
who actually paid a high
know?
Price.
How would you know?
You would know by checking the label, like she said, look it up, make sure that it's real, it's authentic. Because what they do, it can have some fake label on it. And for you know, they put this big price on it, and then you get it, and it's a plastic bag. And it's like, nah.
Yeah, there are certain bags that won't peel, and the unauthentic ones will peel.
Yes.
And some of the coating is not spelled correctly. So check all of that. Check the stitching.
Everything.
Check the hardware, and check the handles to make sure it will support
numbers,
your
everything.
Shoes
there
and your
you
bag.
Go.
And
sometimes it's going to say it inside and out. It's going to, like, so if it's a Chanel bag, it's going to have, like, the Chanel emblem on the outside. So it should definitely be 100% leather. But on the inside, it's going to say Chanel, even on sometimes the hardware, like the little
really
circle
good.
Or the little
mm-hmm.
grommets. They'll even have, like, the Chanel or the logo inside there. So
right.
sometimes it's just, like, really in the bag.
And I would imagine, and tell me if this is just pop culture or I'm right on target, aren't some, let's say, handbags, for example, don't some of them have serial numbers?
Yes, they
yes.
do.
Yes.
But I'm not aware of what that sequence of serial numbers are. So if I see a number, hey, this must be real. You know, mm-hmm. I'm going with that. You really don't know. You know, offhand, until you get it and carry it a couple times, that is not an authentic bag.
Talk about time management, because Lukman just made a comment a while back about just running in. You really, and I talk about shopaholics jokingly, but the reality is, in order to find this is not run like running into Macy's and picking up a pair of jeans for the night. You have to spend time.
Right. You mm-hmm. have to find what you want. You have to allocate the time to find that good deal, that perfect dress, the perfect shoes, the perfect bag. So you have to allocate the time to shop. It's not really a run-in because the way that they are structured may be color-coded. It may be by size. So you have to take the time to find what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
What about return policies?
There is none.
Well, actually, what they're doing now, because we just recently went to a thrift store for a play we were doing, and I took my kids as a field trip. And what they said is that, like, within 7 days now, what exchange. You can do, you can like, do an exchange
wow.
or a store credit. But at first, it was like, once you buy it, that's it. It's yours.
Mm-hmm. Some are as is, and some I've seen very few that will even exchange.
Right. Yeah.
Very few that will exchange. Because if you're buying underwear or lingerie, there's no exchange. So it's very difficult. I've seen very few that would.
Buy lingerie to thrift?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, I'd put it this way. Well, in this case, I mean, you have to think about it from the very beginning that thrift stores like the Salvation Army and the Goodwill, they started out in terms of people in need. And
right.
even the people that
Correct.
Work there are people in need who need
Correct.
Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I even think to this day, sometimes it does feel good going in there and giving back because a lot of the workers in there are part of a program where they have to have some you know, rehabilitation in terms of getting back into a work environment or the community, and they just had their problems, be it drug or whatever it is, but they're
and
trying to get their footing back.
That's somewhat the mission
back,
of my
so
store. I like to give back at my store as well. So I help domestic violence women, children, youth. I have summer youth in my store now working. So I like to help people.
Sitting on the furniture.
Sitting on the furniture.
Paula Mason, Lookman Saleem, and Darlene Jackson, thank you all so much. I appreciate it. And uh-oh. Happy shopping, everybody. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, August 16th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me at hfisher@whur.com on Facebook at Harold Fisher WHUR or Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, Glasshouse Radio.